Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It is a pleasure to have a world-famous, unbelievably talented, good-looking Joe Perillo here in our studio in Exeter, Rhode Island. Welcome, Joe.
Nice to be here, Mike.
We haven't seen you for a few months. You were on last fall for an event. But right. Joe Perillo, who has a show here on Classical 95.9, Jazz After Dinner, was the last time you were a guest just about you was almost 3 years ago.
Well, we'll have to do that again sometime,
yeah,
can't we?
I looked it up. It was when we celebrated your 500th show here on WCRI.
Okay.
You don't remember that, do you?
No.
Well, I do, because it was rather unique. We did a two-part show. We ran 2 weeks in a row, and it was the only time in the 20-year history of Conducting Conversations that that's happened.
Really?
So you hold all kind of records.
I guess, okay. I guess I do. I'm going to have to put that on my resume.
Okay. Now, we're here tonight to talk about a particular event coming up in a few weeks, and why don't I let you describe exactly what it is so the audience has a chance to listen to your dulcet tones
and
tell us about the Mike Renzi event.
Okay. So this is the Mike Renzi Musicianship Award. And we're featuring pianist Bill Charlap on April 19th, Friday, April 19th, at Newport Classical Recital Hall at Emmanuel Church in Newport. And this is happening every year. And this is the second year at this point. We've got some great sponsors and all that going on, too. And I think Kathy Del Nero can tell you a lot more about everything going on with this, but
and
it's a really
good news for us is Kathy is here in the studio.
She is.
So that works out. So
yes,
Kathy,
it does.
Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And Kathy, you're the kind of the chairperson of this event, correct?
I am.
And as chairperson, why don't you tell us when it's going to be and where it's going to be?
Okay. I think Joe did mention, but I'm happy to repeat it because I'm hoping we have a full house. So on Friday, April 19th, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Newport Classical Recital Hall, which is located at the beautiful Emmanuel Church, 42 Dearborn Street in Newport, Rhode Island, we're going to have a solo piano concert by none other than Bill Charlap, which is just an amazing, amazing opportunity.
And the benefit, so the tickets are available. They're on sale.
Tickets are available. They're $100 each, but I want to make the point that because of sponsors that we have for this, that every dollar from every ticket goes directly to the Mike Renzi Musicianship Award, which was established at the University of Rhode Island, particularly established there because a lot of kids who are really excellent jazz musicians who come from Rhode Island and other states, of course, too, they don't have the opportunity to go to Berkeley or to Juilliard or to some of the great music programs that are in the country, but are still amazingly talented. So we specifically wanted to have the award be at the University of Rhode Island to commemorate Mike Renzi's being from Federal Hill in Rhode Island, Rhode Island, as he said.
We were talking before the show, Joe, I mentioned to you that Mike was on our program here on Conducting Conversations just a few weeks before he passed away in September of, September of 21, I guess?
Yes.
2021. And a great guy, and I had hooked up with him, and it was interesting. and the fact that I met him at Rhodes on the Patuxent, where he was playing, and introduced myself. And he said, "Oh, I've always wanted to be on your show." I said, "Well, I can make that happen." And sure, fortunately, we did.
Yeah, but, great.
In the nick of time.
Yeah. First time I heard Mike was at Allery's in Providence, South Main Street there in Providence. Mm-hmm. That was the first time, and then I used to go down there to listen because I'm a few years younger than Mike was. Yeah, yeah. Oh. So, but I used to love going down and hearing him and Bob Pettirudi and Artie Cabral when they had that trio there and some of the guests they had there, and I loved hearing Mike play. I learned a lot from just listening to him going down there.
There you go. Let's listen to a piece of Mike's music, and then we'll get back to Kathy with some more information. But what's this first piece? It's called My Romance. Any background on that?
Yeah.
Well, I can certainly add some background on that, because that arrangement was conceived at The Shed, which is the music studio at our home in Bristol, Rhode Island. My husband is bassist Paul Del Nero, and they ended up creating the idea for and then executing on it to make this beautiful CD called Darn That Dream, on which this tune is. And it's just duets, which is, as you know, very unusual for Mike Renzi, who mm-hmm. often chose to play under singers and did an incredible job at that, and was actually quite shy about playing jazz. Didn't see himself as a jazz artist, but I think when you listen to this piece, you might disagree with what he said. Thank you.
Beautiful music on a CD or a recording that is not easy to get, Kathy. If somebody has a lot of money, can they get a copy?
They certainly can. They can reach out to Paul Del Nero Jazz at gmail.com, and we will make sure that they get a copy of that CD. We have been selling them for $20, and we charge a bit for the shipping. It's, I believe, about $365 or $385, something like that. And we will send that out. We do have CDs, and that is how we've been marketing them, at least so far. But the CD can be downloaded on all of the major platforms, Spotify, Apple, all of those platforms. So you can certainly choose to listen to it that way as well. Club 44 Records produced it and did a fantastic job with it.
All right. We have time for this next tune, if we hurry, because it's a little bit lengthy. Tell us the little backstory of My Funny Valentine.
I'll say it quickly because the tune is longer, but Mike used to play that tune for me because it was a very favorite tune of mine. And each time he came to the house, we'd make some Cosmos or Manhattans, depending on the weather, and that was my job,
adult
to be
beverage.
The bartender. Adult beverages,
yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
And then I would cook. I'm a pretty good cook, if I dare to say that, and at least he liked my food, as does Paul, and we would have dinner, and then they'd go back and play some more. So in our music studio, The Shed, and at the end of the evening, the last song that Mike would play, he'd play for me, and it was My Funny Valentine. And each time he would say in that husky voice of his, "This is the best you'll ever hear it."
All
and
right.
So, in fact, I think this is really the best you'll ever hear it.
We'll give that a listen, take a short break, and be back with more. A tribute to Maestro Mike Renzi is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Kathy Del Nero and the famous Joe Perillo. And we're talking about an event that's going to take place on April 19th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Newport Classical Recital Hall at Emmanuel Church, 42 Dearborn Street in Newport. So this is a very special evening with raising money for the Mike Renzi Musicianship Award. And Joe, well, you mentioned earlier that you saw Mike at, was it downtown Providence on South Main Street?
At Allery's in downtown Allery's. Providence. It's not there any longer.
No,
but, yeah,
it's,
but
it's,
it
was there kind of like Axelrod's.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Places that used to be.
Right, used to be. There.
You know, about how many years ago was that, you think? Is that, we were talking 30s?
So,
40?
Yeah, 40 years ago that I was down there listening. Because
you were just getting out of elementary school at that point.
Right, yeah, sure.
yeah, I should do a little background. Although Joe is on the air at WCRI every Friday night with Jazz After Dinner, a lot of people might have missed the fact that I introduce him always as a famous guy because he's a Grammy-nominated pianist, Steinway artist, teacher, head of the music department at URI for quite a while.
Yeah, and, quite some time.
When did you retire from URI?
In June of 2020.
There you go. Just so. During the pandemic, you retired.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
I bet you got enough of that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was coming up, and because I resigned in February to retire that spring semester, and then all of a sudden the pandemic was there.
There you go. Timing is everything.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
And but you can still be heard playing around the area. You have gigs here, there, and everywhere.
I do, and I am very blessed to actually have Paul Del Nero on bass with my ensemble. So he's been mentioned a couple of times here already.
Right.
So yeah. So my ensemble, we usually play about four times a year at the Pump House there in Peacedale. And also been appearing at the Music Mansion in Providence, Rhode Island. And I'll be back there again in the fall with some Sunday afternoon concerts starting
Sunday
in September.
Sunday afternoon at the Music Mansion with Joe Perillo. Yeah. All right. We'll look forward to that. And that's a change. You originally started on Friday night, then did some Saturday nights, and now Sunday afternoons.
Just going through the whole weekend.
There you go. All right. Kathy, we talked a little bit about Paul, and you've been together for more than 2 years now.
Paul and I?
Yes.
Paul and I have been together for about 16 and a half years and married for about 13 of them.
I'm very
lucky to have met him. I was widowed, and he divorced, and it all came together at the right time, as things do.
Timing, as everything does.
Exactly. And,
all right. We talked about the benefit for the Mike Renzi Musicianship Award, and that's at URI, right? As you mentioned,
the award is through the URI Foundation. We've really had a great relationship with them, but because we're not the 501c3, they are. It creates the Mike Renzi Musicianship Awards being putting on, for example, this event is, by the way, called For Mike, as you can see on the piece of paper we're all looking at. And that allows us to, or sort of puts us in a position where we need to get sponsors so that we can pay for the gala that we put on, this annual concert that we started last year. And it means that we actually need that. But then we can, when we're selling tickets, give every dollar of the ticket sales to the award itself, which benefits one student each year. I will make the point that URI gave us 5 years to raise $50,000 so that we could establish the award. And we actually raised $60,000 in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Which we are very proud of. And we are, I think after this year's concert, we likely will have raised over $100,000, which, because it is invested, is likely worth a fair bit more, but we don't find that out till annually in the summertime.
Right. All right. Well, that's tremendous, and it's a wonderful thing that you're doing in memory of Mike Renzi. And we have another piece of music. This one is, Rhode Island is famous for you, but we're not going to hear the words to the song, right?
I don't believe so. There's no singer on
this.
This is a wonderful CD that Harry Allen asked Mike Renzi to do with him, and they brought in a drummer named Rodney Green, who's just an incredible New York drummer, and they asked Paul Del Nero to play bass on it. There's no singer on this, but I would put it to you that you don't need a singer on this particular CD because you can hear the lyrics through the music.
It's interesting that you're going to be able to hear that pencils are from Pennsylvania and tents from Tennessee, right in the music.
That's right.
Yes, you will.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the fact that more than the money that comes in by the donations that people are making, you have some corporate sponsors too.
Yes, we do. So we have Greenvale Vineyards, and that's the owner of that is Nancy Parker Wilson. And then Richard Sardella, a wonderful restaurant, Sardella's in Newport. And then the Gardner House and Newport Hotel Group, and also Luca Music and pianist and tuner Larry Brown, and owner.
So corporate sponsors and then a bunch of individuals, which we won't get into at this point in time, but a lot of people making this happen. And Kathy, let's go to you for the introduction of this next piece of music.
Well, the next piece of music is Where Do You Start by the Bergmans. Mike, when he was having dinner at the house, would get quite exuberant at times and all of a sudden grab his phone and make a phone call to somebody that you could not believe was going to be speaking on a speakerphone in your dining room, in your home. And this, on that one particular occasion, he called the Bergmans and talked to Alan Bergman, who had just received a copy of Rhode Island is Famous for You, the Harry Allen and Mike Renzi recording. And he was effusing, Alan Bergman was, that he could not believe when he heard Where Do You Start? Because he said it's the first time that he and his wife had thought perhaps lyrics weren't necessary for that song, because they felt the lyrics came through again in the music itself, which I think was really Mike's real passion, and I think was his one of his amazing talents, was that when he played, it was so significant to him that he knew the lyric, played the lyric, and then it was so clear. As a matter of fact, Bill Charlap is going to be playing at this concert that we're talking about for Mike, mentioned in an article that I just read that Mike Renzi was one of the few pianists he knows who plays the lyrics so absolutely clearly in each piece of music that he plays.
All right, let's give that song a listen, then we'll take another short break and be back with more. Thank you. A tribute to Mike Renzi is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Joe Perillo and Kathy Del Nero, talking about an event coming up on April 19th. We've been talking about the Friday night performance. But Joe, how can people get tickets exactly?
Okay, so you can get tickets through Eventbrite.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a minute to give you the actual link. So it's for Mike and dash Charlap, which is spelled C-H-A-R-L-A-P, dot eventbrite.com.
Okay, and
that's how you
bad.
Get tickets.
For Mike, then dash Charlap. eventbrite.com.
That's
all right, so get tickets and support this wonderful event. All the things that Kathy was talking about earlier as far as all the good things it does for music students. And we have to try to squeeze a couple more pieces of music in. Joe, what's this next one we're going to hear?
The next one we're going to hear is a Lee Morgan tune called Ciora. And this is, we're back to the Don That Dream album that Mike Renzi did and with Paul Del Nero on bass. Thank you.
Well, Kathy and Joe, I want to thank you both for coming in to Conducting Conversations tonight and putting this show together, and happy Easter to everyone in our audience. I don't think I mentioned that at the top of the show. If that's what you celebrate, we're glad to have you listening tonight to our program. And Kathy, as chairperson of this, I know that you have a lot of things to put together when you put on a show of this magnitude, and trying to find the right talent to sell tickets so people want to come. You've done that with your guest artists, right?
That's true. And I surprised even myself being able to contact Bill Charlap, the great Bill Charlap, who's probably the preeminent jazz pianist in the country, if not the world these days. And I could do that because I was included on an email that had his email address, miraculously, by accident. And I emailed him and have become friends with him because he was such a good friend to Mike Renzi. Mike played for Sandy Stewart, Bill Charlap's mother. Bill Charlap's father was Moose Charlap, who wrote the music for Peter Pan. But in fact,
now, wait Mike, a minute. You can't just go like that, because before, when we were off air, you did a little Peter Pan.
Oh, no, I can't possibly sing. I was going to sing I Won't Grow Up, but I don't want anybody to know that about me, really.
All right. Well,
but anyway, he played for
that's why
for Sandy Stewart. And so, the connections are incredible. And we are so lucky to have Bill Charlap coming to Newport in a really intimate, beautiful setting to play piano.
Well, for this. Thank you for doing that for Mike Renzi's memory. And thank you for coming in today. Joe, always great to see you.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Like it's time to do, we're going to start thinking about show number 750 pretty soon.
I think so.
So
big celebration.
We'll have to have you back for a Joe Perillo night here on Conducting Conversations.
Sounds
One
good.
More tune to go, and tell us about this last tune we're going to go out with.
The last tune we're going to go out with is a tune called Too Late Now, and that's with Mike Renzi and Paul Del Nero.
All right. We'll listen to that, and then we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.